Good morning, Eagles fans, and welcome to the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. And the Eagles getting closer to Sunday's game against the Rams, a big one, of course. It's also a big homecoming, if you will, for wide receiver Nelson Agholor, a star at USC, a first-round draft pick for the Eagles in 2015. He struggled for two seasons, but he comes back to Southern California playing the best football of his NFL career, and he's excited to step back into the home of his college starring days.
Well, I mean, it's just a blessing to get a chance to be here and then to have a chance to get back into the Coliseum. And I look forward to just having fun with my brothers and introducing them to the stadium and all this, just making plays there.
So Agholor excited and the Eagles defense excited about the challenge of playing the Rams, who are tied with the Eagles for the most points scored in the NFL. They are keyed by running back Todd Gurley, who really does it all for the Rams. As a running back, nearly 1,000 yards. As a receiver, he's got 48 receptions. He's got 1,502 total yards from the line of scrimmage this year, as well as 11 touchdowns. And the Eagles know that he will be a huge challenge on Sunday afternoon.
And he's versatile, and that's what you call a guy like that. You just call him versatile. He can do. He can run downhill, and he can make you miss with his feet. And I mean, when you get a guy like that, you pretty much just got to stay cute, stay eye disciplined, and stay sound on your fundamentals and play with good technique.
Tall back, strong back, good at the point of attack when it comes time to making yards. He's sideline to sideline as well. I wouldn't say he's the most agile back that we faced this year, but I think he has very good vision for his lanes and he takes them with full commitment. So I think that's what makes him a good back.
You know, just his ability to see the holes out the backfield. You know, he has great speed, he has great balance. He makes the guys miss in the open field, and another thing is his catching ability, something that you don't see often from the running back position, a guy that has over 500 yards receiving and then 800 yards rushing. You know, that's pretty impressive and shows you the type of running back he is and the workhorse that he is for that group.
For the Eagles offense to have success, they must win at the line of scrimmage against an outstanding Rams front led by defensive tackle Aaron Donald, who's got the quickness of Fletcher Cox, maybe not the size, but he presents a huge problem for the Eagles up front. They talk about playing against Donald and that outstanding Rams defensive front.
Strong, quick, explosive, powerful. You know, he's really asserted himself in this league as a premier interior defender, obviously one of the best. You know, we get to go up against some really good ones of our own every single week. So, you know, I think that it's definitely a test for us. It's a test for the interior primarily. And, you know, he's a great player in this league.
I mean, athletic guy, fast guy, power, speed on the edge, you know, total package. You know, that's what really, you know, makes him hard to block. I mean, you see him active on film. Push, pull, swims, bull rushes, in and out moves, you know, super quick. So,
and that will do it for this Eagles update presented by Ticketmaster. We're back on Saturday morning with another one, and we expect a huge Eagles contingent of fans on Sunday. So make sure you're with us every step of the way, starting with our Exalta kickoff show and the postgame show presented by Rico. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining.